33 degrees, the top today. Hey there, I'm Meg Van Lohausen with your news briefing. A $98,000 boost for the University of Sunshine Coast to help fund a vaccine trial in koalas. The uni is set to vaccinate up to 500 koalas with chlamydia, a disease significantly impacting the population of the species. It comes as the state government also awarded funding to Australia Zoo, a $90,000 grant set to go towards a collar and monitor program, which will help identify conservation opportunities. But while at the announcement, Robert Irwin was asked about his heavily pregnant sister, Bindi.
She's doing great, yes, and she is... defying gravity with that belly. And
the questionable comment comes just 2 weeks after he called his sister massive on national TV. Meanwhile, tragedy during a reserves grade footy match at Kawana. 34-year-old Dale Best was playing for Maroochydore when he fell after making a tackle. He was taken to hospital where he later passed away. The QRL has confirmed there's no evidence in the tackle of a head or neck injury or any report of foul play. And the theft of 3 luxury vehicles from Noosa has led to the arrest of 3 teenage boys. 2 cars travelling along the Bruce Highway were stopped using spikes in the early hours of Sunday morning. The trio were arrested and charged with a number of offences. They've all been refused bail and will appear before Maroochydore Children's Court. The 3rd vehicle, a white BMW with Victorian plates, was last seen travelling south on the Bruce Highway at Caboolture. Investigations are continuing. In sport, the Sunshine Coast Falcons had a successful first weekend back on the field, blasting the club song after their first trial match against Ipswich Jets. The team playing at home for the first time since 2019, winning the Intrust Super Cup trial 42 points to 8.